This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Here's what's going on today.
After a two-year hiatus due to the COVID pandemic, the annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest picked back up, and there was a new winner that was named. His name is Mr. Happy Face.
Oh, that does not bode well. If you call something Mr. Happy Face, you know its face is anything but happy.
He's a 17-year-old hairless Chinese crested Chihuahua mix.
Okay.
Now, if you don't know what a Chinese crested mix is, those are those, like, they're hairless, but they have a little tuft of hair on the top of their head.
You had me at hairless. Like, that was all the description you needed. And for a dog or a cat, the minute you go, it's hairless, you go,
yeah.
I got a pretty good picture of what this little mole rat is going to look like.
Well, when his owner adopted him from her local shelter, she noticed that his head always leaned to one side, and he kept his tongue out 24/7. So I've printed off a picture of Mr. Happy Face, and I want you and Gavin to look at him.
Okay, count us
down. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, my stars! What in the what?
What is going on? That looks like a little goblin.
It does. That's a great analogy.
Do you know Betty's thinking face, Wally?
Yes, it does. That is what Betty's thinking face looks like. Anytime you ask Betty a question, she tilts her head to the side sticks her tongue out like that. I need to make a picture of those.
Wait a minute. That's rude.
That's a great
idea.
That
is rude. Well, Mr. Happy Face has trouble walking at his ripe old age of 17.
So does Betty.
And he has to wear a diaper.
So does Betty.
No, I know. But despite all of this, his owner won a $1,500 prize for Mr. Happy Face's bad looks, as well as a trip to New York City to be a guest on the Today Show.
That's
nice.
Something.
Where the dog can scare children today.
Yeah. No.
I mean, it is. It's one of those things. It's so ugly, it's cute.
No.
All right, no, it's nothing. But it does. It's shocking how much that looks like Betty's thinking face.
Okay.
I'll get Gavin. I'll get you some photos, and you can do a little Photoshop work.
This is going to be great.
That'd be awesome. Thank you, sir.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Uplifting WayFM. This is The Wally Show. I'm in love.
You should be after how many years of marriage?
30 years.
Wow.
30 years.
Ooh, that's a long time.
Today, it's my
anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you. And we dated for 4 years. It took her that long to make a decision.
Understandable.
Yeah. I was ready to get married like the second day. You know, like, hey, I really
also,
love you.
Also, didn't you say I love you the first time? And then she said thank you?
Yep, that's a true story. Yeah. That was the basis of our relationship. I love you. You're the one.
Thank you.
Okay. I hung in there, though. I'm so glad I did. But yeah, so we've been together for 34 years.
Wow.
Which is crazy when you think about it.
It is.
But the other day, I was buying my wife an anniversary present. And I had told the lady, it's our 30th anniversary. I don't know why. Maybe I'm hoping to get a discount or something for long-term relationships.
Smart.
But no, apparently you don't. And so I was just telling her that and just kind of sharing the story. She's, wow, 30 years. Wow, what is the secret to that? I mean, that's a long time. Because it is. It's an outlier. It's not the norm today to be this young looking and married for 30 years.
I don't know if that's exactly what she was saying, but okay.
Yeah. And so I said, here's the secret. Anytime your wife says, hey, let's not do gifts for our anniversary, you do what I'm doing right now, and you get a gift. That is the secret. So 30 years, if you were wondering how you do it, that's my advice. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. This funny thing is I know she's listening right now. She did not get me anything because we did she might have now because we did a big cruise, and that was our anniversary present.
Okay.
But I still didn't want to show up empty-handed today. So I have a card, and I have a couple gifts.
Okay. Smart man.
Again,
smart
secret
man.
To it. So what is your secret? All right. So this is where we can help some couples that maybe haven't been married as long. Like Gavin's new to the game, only a couple years in there, and he's writing down notes feverishly. So help out Gavin here. What is your secret to a happy marriage? Okay. 855-33-WAY-FM. You got a couple years in the game, some time under your belt there. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to know what your secret to a happy marriage is. Debbie, what is your secret to a happy marriage?
Well, my husband and I are going on 36 years in December. Honestly, we're just true to the marriage commitment that we made before God and our friends and family. And, you know, that's what I could say is, if you call it a secret, that would be the thing. Just true to our marriage vows and just true to making it work.
A lot of couples, when they have that marriage ceremony, a lot of people are saying the same vows that you and your husband did, yet they break those. But I think what the difference is that you and your husband are believers and you have respect for what God intended, and you also have respect for your family. And I think some people maybe don't feel that way.
Well, the thing is, I think she's absolutely right about the commitment level, you know, because a lot of people treat marriages, well, we'll see what happens, you know, and it's become throwaway. My wife and I, when we got married, we had these conversations before we got married, like divorce was not an option. So if divorce is not an option, then you have to work through things. Because if you can just walk away when it gets tough, then you've always got that out. But if that's not an out, then you have to figure it out.
And believe me, there have been times and things that we've gone through, you think, okay, this is it, it's over. But you know what? We work through it. And with God's help, you know, we're still together.
Debbie, what's the percentage of those difficult times was it your fault versus his?
Does it matter, Wally?
It does.
I'm just
curious.
I'd say it's about 50.
Oh, wow, you're doing better than me. My wife would have never said 50-50. What is yours? Like, how did you have your marriage survive for so long?
Don't argue.
I do understand that. Like, my wife and I, we don't argue. We'll pick at each other. We'll get mad. But I know better than to raise my voice to her.
Veronica, I totally get what you're saying. And I want to specify, Wally and I are not in a marriage. But it does feel like a marriage
sometimes.
At times.
Yeah.
And there are definitely times where we can get into an altercation where Wally wants to talk about it immediately.
Right.
No, let's talk about it now. And he will not drop it. Where I need a minute. And I even say that to him. I said, I need a minute. And yet he won't give me that minute.
Because I care enough about you to want to work it out now. But that's just me. I mean, apparently that's very one-sided. All right, Denise, you're up. But what is your secret to a happy marriage?
Well, me and my husband's been married for 16 years. And with us, we've got this motto that my husband can either be right or happy.
Wait a minute.
My husband is very, very happy.
Wait, stop for a second. Why is it that your husband can be right or happy? Like, I mean, I get it. It's actually kind of true. But, like, that's not really fair or healthy.
It's just a running joke in our family.
Here's the seriousness of that situation. There is some truth to that, because you can find yourself in a weird argument over something that does not matter at all because you so badly want to be right. I'm wired that way. I want to be right. And if I think that I'm right or I know that I'm right and my wife does not think that I am right, that drives me even more crazy. And I'm learning in my life to pick my battles more so. It's taken me 30 years, but like things that really don't matter, like when I know we're going northwest and she says we're going east, even though I've got a compass that is telling me we're going northwest and it's the proper direction to go, I'm just like, you know what? You might be right. We're going east. Fine.
You're choosing happiness over being right.
Absolutely, I am.
Exactly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I think Gavin is starting to learn not to say things around me, because sometimes he'll say something. I'm like, yep, we're doing that. And like the other day, we were talking about the health benefits of drinking pickle juice. And while Betty and I were like, oh, this is disgusting, Gavin's like, oh, I think I could chug a bunch of that. Really, sir?
Don't say.
Yeah, and then my mind just gets to going. And we thought, okay, well, that would be cruel to just drink a bunch of pickle juice because it's gross. What could we add to that to make it taste better? And Betty Rock, like last year, had given me this great helmet we haven't even used yet, where you you put two cups on the outside, and then it has a hose that goes into each of those cups, and then you drink from it, and so it mixes the two liquids. And so we decided to put some things together with the pickle juice for him to try.
And I think it was a bold move to believe we could make pickle juice better by adding other things to it, because I think we found out that's not the case.
Yeah, well, here's a little bit of the audio if you missed it. This is the final straw.
Oh,
drink
gosh.
It in. Drink it in. Get a better sip. That a boy. Come on, get in there. Betty Rock's even getting grossed out.
Kevin. I'm so sorry, everyone.
You know what? That was fair because it was disgusting. That's not your fault.
The color is kind of weirding me out.
All right, what do you think it is? For $5, what do you think it is? Pickle juice and?
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk!
Oh, you're going to ruin chocolate milk for
you
me.
You got it very last second. Pickle juice and chocolate milk is the winner there. Nicely done. Gavin.
$5.
Challenge Gavin. Ooh. It was worth it, right?
$5? No.
If you want to see the entire video, because it's pretty funny, we have it for you.
Text the word pickle, that's P-I-C-K-L-E, pickle, to 91979, and we'll send you a link. That's pickle to 91979. Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be heavy and divisive.
What I hear when I'm being yelled at is people caring loudly at me.
That's why we like to do news-ish on The Wally Show.
We are definitely aware of the Roe v. Wade overturning that went down, and there are people on both sides of it, even inside of faith, that have very strong opinions, and people are just flaming each other online, and it's super contentious, and there are plenty of places that you can go and post on all that stuff today. I'm choosing to stay out of it, honestly, because we made a determination ourselves in this show is that we wanted to be a show that was about making people laugh, you know. So there are plenty of places to debate today, you know, and so I just don't want to be one of those. And so we'll go through some other stuff that's going on. Like every year, this was a weird story. I didn't realize this, but 38 children die from being left in hot cars. And while that's not a huge number, it's a huge number for families that this happened to. But with that number being so low, I was surprised that car manufacturers are coming up with high-tech solutions to this problem. Like, my wife had gotten a new car, and I noticed when you shut the car off on the screen, it says, please check the back seat for children.
It does.
Yeah, and I didn't even tell them I have, you know, don't have kids or had kids. It was like, hey, it's just a thing. Check the back seat. Yeah, so I mean that was kind of cool. They're doing that, and you know we don't have kids, so like a better reminder, you know, for me, if I could customize it, would be make sure your husband knows exactly where you parked, because there's going to be a debate all the way back to that spot in the car your wife. Like, that would be something that would be useful for me. But I could see how this other thing would be good for other people. But some high-tech solutions include carbon dioxide detection, LIDAR, light detection, like all these car alarm systems, camera systems, seat monitors and motion sensors, like, to solve this problem. And one of my favorite comedians, Nate Bargatze, actually did a bit about this where a guy was trying to sell him one of these upgrade tech options to detect a child in your car.
I had a guy try to convince me that it was for when people leave their babies in the car. Like, I was like, are you out of your mind, dude? Like, that's no way. Like, I've heard a few stories where that's happened, not millions, that they need to invent something for that. Like, how often does he think, like, people are just walking away from their car, like, pretty regularly, and being like, you know what, I cannot for the life of me, remember if I brought my baby with me today. And how far would you park to be like, I do not want to walk back and check.
Oh, but so if the high-tech things are out of your range, maybe your car doesn't have those, they are saying, look, just adopt the look before you lock habit. Mm-hmm. Get in the habit of it. Because sometimes you can get super distracted and you think, I'm never going to be that person. I'm never going to be that father. I'm never going to be that mother. But you're thinking of 10 other things.
Especially if it's out of your routine.
Exactly. That's what I find, too, that even when I was a younger parent, is the routines were so key. Mm-hmm. And the minute something diverged from that routine, it threw me off. Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing. They're like, look, get in the habit. Look before you lock. Always get out. Always look in the back seat. Maybe even open the door before you leave. And who knows? You might find that you have that return you forgot you had in the back seat that you needed to do in the store, too. So it could pay off in a lot of other ways for you. Carmen, what do?
I throw my purse in the back seat. That way, before I get out of my car, whatever, I have to open the door and grab my purse out of the back seat.
That is a great idea. And then that way, if you get in that habit, you always, you know, there's my child, too, with my purse.
Right. Now, my child is now 17, so I think that they would let me know if I left it in the back of the car.
They might not. You know what? You think you've prepared your kids for life, but it's moments like that you find out, boy, I did not do everything I could. FM. This is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little boo-yay your weekend. You're going to tell us a story about your weekend. We'll go around the room, give you a boo or a yay. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. I spent a little bit of time with Betty Rock's hero, Miss Dolly Parton.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
she's the best.
I was in Dollywood and... I rode a bunch of roller coasters, one of which I realized I'm getting older and I still love roller coasters, but as you're on them, there's two that feel super dangerous, not because they're not made well, but because you're doing things you don't think you should be able to do in this roller coaster.
Why?
And just the turns and the speed, you feel like you're going to come off the track.
Oh.
And as an adult, you think, wow, if this thing comes off the track, this is going to hurt. Like, it's going to hurt bad. Like, I'm probably not going to survive this. Like, kids, they don't think about that.
No.
Kids are like, this is great. Let's go again. And as an adult, you're like, I survived once.
I don't want to test fate.
The Lord missed me this time. He might not be distracted next time I get on this thing.
Yeah.
So wonderfully terrified at it. And then I got to make a knife. They have a knife-making thing.
Wow.
Which was super cool. Like a blacksmith you can pay and like make a knife there.
Where's
and,
security in that situation?
You know what? That's a very good question. They take it to the front and you can pick it up when you leave.
Good.
But
good
you
for them.
Yeah, you
smart
have to be
Dolly.
Leaving. But then they don't check you as you're leaving. Anyway, but still fun. And so, yeah, it was just a really great time. But Dolly Parton was supposed to be in the park, and I missed her because I was making a knife. So I did not get to actually see Dolly. And there were people I heard were crying. When she shows up, people go nuts.
Wow.
So I missed Dolly in lieu of making a knife at a blacksmith shop there, which I thought was cool. So that's
this
my booyah.
This is tough for me because I could see it as a boo for you, Wally, because you missed seeing Dolly.
Right.
I mean, who wouldn't want to see Dolly?
Right.
But I can also see it as a yay for Dolly because... Why would she want to meet you?
I was gonna
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was going to yell, Dolly! Dolly! Betty Rock loves you!
Oh, well,
yeah.
In that case,
yeah,
it's a boo because you didn't get to do
I know. I would have made a fool of myself for you. Absolutely.
Wow.
Gavin?
I'm going to say yay because you didn't have to risk your masculinity.
Thank you.
In fact, you increased it by creating a knife.
Attaboy. Out of a railroad tie, no less.
You're saying all this as you're wearing a floral shirt right now with so much jewelry. I can hear you coming from a mile away.
Well, the next jewelry you hear will be my knife. No, that wasn't a threat.
Calling HR.
In case Betty goes missing today, I feel I need to say that was not a threat. I just meant I'm going to carry it on my waist. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We got time for a couple of these. 855-33-WAY-FM. You give us your story of your weekend. We'll give you a boo or a yay. You get more yays than boos, you can win a prize. So that's how we do it. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your story?
So my story is that my family came in from Florida this weekend to Kentucky, and I haven't seen them in over 6 years, so we are going to see the Ark today.
I have heard that the Ark exhibit in Kentucky is actually really good. I would love to see that because I like building things and woodworking and stuff, and I would be fascinated to see that because I hear it's supposed to be life-size, right?
It is definitely, I've been once, and it is definitely life-size, and it is very cool.
Okay, I have a couple of follow-up questions. This family that's in town, are they in-laws or your actual family, and are there kids involved?
They are direct family, so my grandma, who I haven't seen in 6 years, and then uncle, and no children involved. We're all adults.
Oh, there you go.
Then I'm going to give you a yay for sure.
Absolutely, that's a yay.
Because we know that when kids are involved, no one's happy unless the kids are happy.
True.
The only upside to that is if you have little kids running around like animals, an ark is a great place for them, you know?
I was thinking about bringing our little Yorkies.
Yeah, don't bring your pets because they won't let them leave. You're like, you can't take those. That's part of our exhibit. Well, that's a yay from Betty Rock, a yay from me, and that is enough to put you over the top. You're a winner today,
Woo!
Abigail.
Woo! Thank you, guys.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
All right. Ironically, I did not go this week, and I was traveling. If I was in Dollywood, I could have gone to Dollywood. They have a church service. They have a little white church, and they do it at 11:30, but cool. I was on the road already. I thought that was super cool.
That is
in this
cool.
day and age where theme parks are doing everything they can to be super woke, it was kind of refreshing. Gavin, he took the Monday school duties for us today. What do you got?
Yes. Yeah, so I think that Jesus was a man of perspective. Most of the time when he was doing his ministry, he was constantly trying to shift people's perspectives back to God instead of on themselves. He has messages like the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And then he also has the parable of the rich young ruler, for example. So in Mark 10:21-22, he says, "One thing you lack, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will receive treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." And at this, the man's face fell and he went away sad because he had great wealth. And I think we can all think of a situation where we were, in essence, called to sacrifice something, to pursue something that God wanted us to, but that would ask us to leave comfort. And I think that's a difficult thing to do when you do feel comfortable.
It's interesting how we sacrifice things for our career, though. Like, you'll move somewhere you don't want to move. You'll take a job you don't necessarily want to take to get somewhere else. But then when God calls you to sacrifice something, you're like, ah, no, I don't know, Lord. You know, but it's true. Because I remember that story, and the guy was like, how do I get, you know, eternal life? And he's like, well, you got to do this. And the guy's like, Dad, come in.
Well, I think when we do this a lot where we ask God to show us the way and, like, show us what, you know, you have in store for us. Show us what you want us to do. And then he's like, okay, well, how about this? And then maybe our pride gets in the way or comfort gets
in the
way.
Show me stuff I like.
Yeah.
It's really what we should, is what we're saying.
And we can be very culturally swayed by what the world tells us is important. The world tells us that it's important to find our victories. But Jesus' whole purpose wasn't to win in the traditional sense. He came and he acted as a servant. He says, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. So by giving his life, he has the victory. We are already on the winning side if we choose to accept Jesus into our lives. And now our only job is to win people to Jesus' side by loving them and serving them.
You know, the ironic thing about this, though, is like, you know, you have, there's a cost a lot of times to follow Christ, and we complain about it, and it's usually so minimal. But Jesus had a plan, too, and his life, and it cost him his life. And he knew the plan and was not necessarily thrilled about the plan and even wanted a different plan, but he was faithful to the plan. And I think that that serves as a great lesson for us as people in our faith, that Jesus was faithful unto death. You know, do we have that same commitment? And most of us would probably waver a bit.
I know that I definitely would. Yeah, I would struggle.
2 out of 3 of the people in this room would absolutely struggle with that.
Why are you looking? Why are you both looking at me?
There you go. That's your Monday school. Thank you, Gavin. If there's one thing that COVID showed us, it's that we don't have to be in the same office, let alone the same state, to get things done. Hey, it's Wally, and I thought when it came to things like a new home loan or a cash-out refinance, I would never look to the internet. But man, I was wrong. I am so glad I found United Faith Mortgage. Sure, we started online, but every time I call, they pick up, and more than that, they know me. Plus, they're faith-based, family-owned, and they have a direct lender advantage, which might help you get a better rate, saving you big money. I did a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage, and here's my guy, Ryan, on why it works.
I've never seen a market quite like this, where the values have increased so much over the last couple of years. If you're looking to put that dream pool in your backyard, pay off some credit card debts, whatever it may be, now is definitely the time to give a phone call and see what we could do for you.
So if you need a new home loan, they got you. If you want to do a cash out refinance like I did, they got you. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
When you're young and married, you definitely usually start in a place when you don't have a ton of money and you have to get creative when it comes to like special nights or date nights.
Oh, absolutely. I remember this when like Friday night pizza night was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
When we were in college and stuff. But I look back on those times fondly. Like I remember those times. There was something about the sacrifice and it made the mundane special.
Oh, absolutely. And one couple, they are posting this video of themselves and how they handle one of their date nights every week. And what they do is they do DoorDash. And when I say DoorDash, I don't mean they order DoorDash. They get in a car, all dressed up together, open their DoorDash delivery app, and start delivering food for people together. And they say that this is a way for them to make money instead of spending money. So they have a much bigger net gain while still getting to spend time together.
That's interesting. So they're delivering to other people's celebrations, you know, of date night. That's fascinating, though, too. And again, there's a couple things at play here. One, like, it's the delayed gratification. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we are not doing what we would like to be doing, but we're making the money instead right now, which I think is super healthy. And but two, they're spending time together and probably taking a few French fries along the way.
Oh, why not?
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's date night. They don't need all these.
Treat yourself.
Exactly.
But I do think that there's value in working hard together as a team versus if one of them was like, okay, I'm going to go DoorDash while the other person's just at home.
Right.
Like you can spend time together. And I've done DoorDash before. Like it can be a little hectic. And I do think that having my wife or just anybody in the car with me would have made it a little bit more calming.
It's funny because my daughter, her friend would DoorDash every once in a while to make extra money. And she would always call her and go, hey, you want to go door dashing with me? And Haley was like, sure. And like, would literally just go hang out with her.
That's awesome.
And like ride around for hours and make no money. But her friend made money. Okay. And she was just there along for the ride. But it was like the friendship and the being with somebody that you care about, you know. So
if I do door dash this weekend, do you guys want to join me?
Nope. Sorry, you're on your own.
Okay.
But you know what? I'll order from you.
Okay, thank you.
How about that? I'm not tipping, though.
Come on.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And you know how guys are. When they get together, all we can do is talk about our relationships with our wives and just kind of, you know, walk through some of our emotions and our feelings about those.
Aww.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I don't think women realize that about us, that we really are sensitive.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Well, no, a buddy of mine and I were talking the other day and we were talking about this chair that he has. And he had to give up this chair when he was newly married for his wife because it didn't go with anything. And she was the one that was going to decorate the house. And don't know about that. Like, there should be some give and take. You should be, find a different room for it to be in. Like, give him a space that's his that he could have, even if it's a garage. Anyway, personal. Yeah, that's what I thought. So the thing is, I did start to think about this. Like, what are those sacrifices that you have made for your relationship? I know my wife, her sacrifice for us involved moving a lot of times. Like, my job had me moving every 3 to 5 years, while I was coming up through the ranks, and she got drug along with that, you know. And one of the hardest moves we made was when my daughter was only 3 months old. Her mom had just been diagnosed with cancer. I came home and said, "Hey, how do you feel about moving to California?" And she's like, "I do not want to go. All of this stuff is going on." I'm like, "Okay, little rhetorical, because they're moving us in 3 weeks."
Oh.
And it was rough, yeah. You know, but she made that sacrifice for me. And she looks back on it now and she grew from it. It forced her to become less of an introvert and make friends and stuff. So there was good that came of it, but was not happy about it at the time. You know? But
and God understandable. Bless
her. But again, that move set us up for things down the road. That move and working with Radio Disney actually helped prepare me for doing this job today. Like, so God sees a bigger picture, you know, and we just kind of have to roll with it. But it was definitely a sacrifice on her part. So I am curious, what is that thing? Maybe it was a chair. Maybe it was a move. Maybe it was something else, you know. I don't know. But I'm curious, what is that thing that you gave up for your relationship? 855-33-WAY-FM. Or if it's something your spouse, you made your spouse give up, you can share that with us as well if they're still bent about it. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Have you ever had to do that?
Yes. I've been married 41 years. Today is our anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. And I live in Palmer Lake, Colorado. I was born and raised in Colorado Springs. And my husband's from Cleveland. And I became a Cleveland Brown and Cleveland Guardian fan.
Oh, that's a big deal, actually, because you had the Broncos in Colorado.
Deal.
You had a good team.
Yeah, Broncos and the Rockies, just because he's from Cleveland, and they are always fans. It doesn't matter what their team does.
You know what, though? That's got to give you some hope, because if he can stick with a team that's that bad as the Browns, he can definitely hang in your marriage, you know?
And he stuck with me 41 years.
There you go. Yeah. See, that works.
Yeah.
All right, Carmen, you're up. What is that sacrifice you made for your relationship?
The relationship that I sacrificed for was for my little granddaughter. I used to live in California, and she was born in Texas. So I gave up my friends and my family, and my husband and I moved to Texas so we could be close to her.
Well, there you go. There's some great things about living in Texas, though. I know, I understand California. I lived out there, too, for a while. But it is so much easier to find a good church in Texas than it was in California.
There are plenty of them here.
Just pick a corner. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and if you've ever asked someone to pray for you, you know how that feels. You know, it brings you a sense of peace. How about having a bunch of people pray for you? That's why we have our prayer wall at wayfm.com. You can post a prayer request, and you'll get notifications when people are praying for you. It just goes, ding, so-and-so prayed for you. Like, a really cool reminder that you're not alone in something. Like, and you see tons of prayer requests that run the gamut as far as the types of things that are concerns for people. Like this one from Jennifer says, "I did wrong 9 years ago and I got in trouble for it. I apologized to the person, confessed my sin to others. Now it may impact my new job. Please pray that this mountain will be moved and I can keep the new job and that everything will go smoothly." That's one of those crazy things from back in the day that pops up and, you know, be sure your sins will find you out. Or you're like, man, I've paid for this already. Why do I have to keep, you know, paying for this? And I can understand the fear of that and the frustration of that. So the fact that she, you know, is posting that for people to pray for is kind of cool.
Yeah, especially with the, you know, social media can be that enemy for you that can remember things. But in this case, not that it really is social media, but I guess it is kind of a holy social media when you're praying for others and getting that notification on your phone or through your email saying, hey, somebody prayed for you.
Now, Pastor Chad is here. He just got back from vacation where he prayed not at all. He took a vacation from prayer, I assume. No, but like he's in charge of the prayer wall. And so when you're gone, you have other people that are there, like, praying for people and watching it and making sure everybody's okay, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a whole team who pitches in and works on it. And not only that, but our staff is always on the prayer wall praying for people as well. So someone just came in my office this morning saying, hey, I noticed this prayer request on Friday while you were gone. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, people are always on there praying, whether it be our staff, But also, we have a network of people. There are 3,000 people in our prayer partner list who have committed to praying for the prayer wall. So I love telling people, when you post to the prayer wall, people across the country literally are praying for your requests.
Yeah, there you go. I love that. And so you can be a part of this whole thing going on, whether it's on the prayer requesting side or the praying for side.
Text the word PRAY to 91979 and we'll send you the link. That's PRAY to 91979.
All right, Potties, you're making a difference because of you and the people that listen to the show on Way FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that. We have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Wally, when your daughter Haley was 10 years old, would you have thought it was a good idea to put her behind the wheel of a parked running car?
No, you got to wait till at least 10 and a half.
Like, where their feet can hit the pedal, yeah. At least.
I got to tell you, though, she was scared of everything. Like, when I was a kid, though, my dad used to let me drive, like, when I was young, like, maybe 12 or something like that, out on the job site. Mm-hmm. And so I'd get to drive the car and stuff like that, which
but
I
But you
loved.
Had plenty of room.
Oh, yeah. We're on an open job site right. In a beat-up old truck.
Yeah, like, that's okay. But I think...
And I'm a guy.
Oh. No.
Gavin, no. Just no.
Keep going.
That's the last time I do any jokes you write for me, Gavin. No.
You want to sit into that?
Yeah, Betty's like, are you finished? I'm finished.
I think most of us would agree that it's never a good idea to have a 10-year-old behind the wheel, but that didn't stop 49-year-old actor Ben Affleck from saying yes to allowing his son Samuel to get behind the wheel of a brand new Lamborghini on display at a luxury car rental dealership.
Oh, so nice. Yeah, because you want to get the pictures. Like, look, he's in his first Lambo.
Right, but as you can probably see coming, Samuel was so excited, he put the car in reverse and backed into a parked BMW. Keep in mind, these are rental cars.
Yeah, and they're both wicked expensive. Like a Lambo could run you anywhere from $150,000 to $500,000 or $1 million easy.
Well, thankfully, no one was injured, and an employee at the facility claims there was no accident, but that the cars were just parked too close to one another. So it sounds like they're taking the blame for the situation. Now, I would have to assume that if it were peasants like you and I,
absolutely.
They would have been like, we're suing you right now.
You're going to pay for this, sir. Right. Ben Affleck, they're like, oh, nothing happened. You're fine.
Right, because the camera people, what do you call paparazzi, they were there taking videos and pictures. Well, that's great press for this, rent car place.
Yeah, I think the thing I'm the most saddened by is I feel bad for Ben Affleck.
Why?
Because he's not at a dealership looking to buy a Lamborghini. He's looking to rent one. Like, that means your career is on the downward slide.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, when you're doing well, you're, like, shopping, not renting. So, boy, poor Ben Affleck. I feel so bad for him, man. What a sad story today.
Wow.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And there was a question on Instagram, and I thought, oh, you know what? I want to discuss this a little bit. Because everybody's got their favorite really lame movie that you know is lame, but, you know, you still love it. Like, you'll make up all the excuses for it, and there would be a point in it which you just go, I don't care. I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think we've all got that blind spot, that movie blind spot. Lady Rock, what is yours that you know, I shouldn't like this, but I do?
Listen, it has to be You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks yes. and Meg Ryan.
Yep.
But I know it gets cheesy at the end when Tom Hanks says this.
Don't cry, shop girl. Don't cry.
Great yeah. ending.
Yeah. Don't cry, shop girl. How did we like him so much? How did he become such
a
great
actor?
Yeah.
How
do we like him so much? Don't cry, shop girl. Shop girl.
It wasn't that bad.
Don't cry.
I know it's cheesy, but I love it.
Gavin, what's that movie for you?
Okay, I'm being vulnerable by admitting this.
That's a mistake, man.
I understand.
I'm just telling you because I cannot be mature about this.
I know. It's The Notebook.
No, come on,
I'm
Gavin.
I'm sorry. Okay, but it's not necessarily that I'm this crazy fiend for the like romantic element
sure.
of it. Ryan Gosling has one line
I do
in
like
it
him.
That is perfection, and it's this one.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
And I'm always asking my wife that when it's time to pick food after church on Sundays. And I'm very grateful for that line, for that moment.
Yeah.
And it's a good movie.
Because if you know the movie and she knows the movie, you can say it in a frustrated tone
exactly.
like that too, and you get away with it. You're like, I'm just quoting Gosling. I love you. You're not driving me crazy at all right now. But what do you want? Please. Mine has to be, mine has a theme song with it too. It's the movie Iron Eagle.
I actually sat down and watched this because you...
I forced her to.
You praised it
yes.
up and down. And I should have known with a yeah. theme song like this, it's not going to go well.
Yeah, it's a story of a young kid who steals a fighter jet and goes and rescues his dad who's been shot down.
Wait, nice. Wait, you left out the best part.
Yes.
So he has to have a Walkman with
yes.
him so that he can fly the plane.
Hey, man, you can't fly a plane without like the proper theme music. And like little known fact, jets do not come with tape players.
Oh.
And so, yeah, he would
wow.
strap it to his leg, and you'd hear
yes.
this. But he had, like, a mentor named Chappie, who was also a former pilot and helped him pull this off.
Who I like to call Chippy.
Yeah, you get it wrong every time. But
Chappie, where are you?
Just put in that tape. There's an order. Nothing you can do about me.
Where are you?
Climb high like I told you.
Climb high like I told you and look for the ocean and go to the sea and save yourself, boy.
And you talk about bad
yeah.
acting. Chippy, where are
yeah.
you?
Oh, I know.
Where did you go, Chippy?
All of it's horrible. I get it, but I just got goosebumps. I love it that much. I'm not making that up.
Wow.
855-33-WAY-FM is the number. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, we are not the only ones that have a blind spot when it comes to certain movies. So what is that movie you know is lame, but you still love it? 855-33-WAY-FM. There's a good chance you'll find one of us that agrees with you. So what's yours?
It's The Princess Bride. So many quotable lines. Stop that rhyming and I mean it. Anybody want a peanut?
Marriage. Yeah, my wife loves this movie, and I've watched it, and I sat there not getting it. Like, I was like, okay. Like, it was lost on me.
It was lost on me as well, but I have so many friends that love it to death and can quote it just as well as you, Darlene. So, I mean, I don't think you're alone. It's just those people, you can't find them here.
Yeah. Well, it's my favorite. I've seen it 52 times.
What? That is crazy. Like, that's
I love it.
I guess.
Wow.
That's probably over 100 hours of your life that you are not getting back.
I don't need them back because it was a lot of fun.
Well, I got you down, girl. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, David, what's that movie that you know in your heart and in your soul it's a little lame, but you love it?
It's Olivia Newton-John movie, Xanadu.
No! This is an old school movie, Rock. You don't know this one.
Uh-uh.
But this is after she did Grease, which was a big hit for her. She did Xanadu. It's like this weird movie that centers around roller skating in the like 80s or something. It is absolutely the worst thing ever, according to everyone but David.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Why do you like it, David?
Well, actually, it was one of those shows that I grew up, and I was a teenager when it came out, and it was, like, really cool at that time. And then I found it on DVD, and I'm thinking, wow, how did I ever like that?
Yeah. That's not one that holds up over time. That and Corvette Summer, they were around the same time. That one doesn't hold up either
look
with
out
Sean
now,
Cassidy.
Wally, look out.
Oh, wow, I've offended David, apparently.
Well,
yeah, like, oh,
that's
bad
one of my
movies.
All-time favorites in there now.
What's yours?
Okay, so I've got a tie. It's between The Bodyguard and Titanic.
You know what, Lisa? No, I do not accept either of those as a bad, lame movie. I love them both.
I mean, there was like a really cheesy part, like particularly when he was laying on the board in the water. Yep. And he's like, I'll never let go, Rose. I'll never let go.
Yep. And then Rose pries his cold dead hand off of her and lets go. Yeah. And The Bodyguard with Kevin Costner? Yeah, absolutely. I was a fan.
Yeah, that was just kind of cheesy.
You know what? No, don't sell yourself short, Lisa. You believe in love. You are don't ever apologize for loving love.
Actually, both those movies ended with them breaking up. One of them dying and the other one just leaving.
It was so sad.
That's what love is, right, Rock? All right, Dan, you're up. What's that lame movie that you love?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes. That is a movie, like, it was so quotable, but had zero substance to it, man. Like, I loved the quotes and the Vote for Pedro t-shirt. I think I even had one, but I had never seen the entire movie.
What?
I know. And then I sat down and watched it and was like, you've got to be kidding me.
It's so good, but you meet people that either love it or hate it. There's
Did
never
you love
that
it,
in between.
Rock?
Oh, yeah. I even own it. It's
no.
so good. Yes.
I saw a TikTok the other day, though, of like this girl is like going, can you believe that this guy is now this guy? So he had an old picture of Napoleon Dynamite, the guy that played him, and what he looks like now, totally different. He's actually what Gavin would say, you'd say hot, right?
What?
Why am I the one saying?
I don't know. It's just Gavin's barometer.
No.
On Gavin's hot scale. On Gavin's dude hot scale.
Stop it.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. You know that the regular news can be slightly heavy and a little bit controversial, and people get mad all the time. So we try to do something called Good News Giddy Up, find some of the good stuff going on in the world today. Three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you. We're going to start with you, Betty Rock. Good News Giddy Up, go.
There's a new study at Cambridge that found people like you, Wally, those with dyslexia, they have benefits to it.
Oh, I'd love to know some of these.
So it makes school and a lot of other things harder.
Yes.
Of course, we all know that. But people with dyslexia tend to be better at solving problems and adapting to challenges.
Oh, okay. Well, I do like that.
So there you go.
There are some notable people, too, that have had dyslexia. Like Steve Jobs was one of those. John Lennon. Like, that's kind of dope. I like that.
So you're in good company.
I know. That feels pretty good. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a guy from Hawaii named Dustin. He recently became the first double amputee to sail around the world. Took him 7 years off and on.
Wow.
He lost his left arm and leg in 2008 when he was hit while riding his motorcycle. But he says now that he actually celebrates that day every year because it was the day that he decided to start living.
There you go. Yeah, you can take a negative and turn it into a positive. And if you've ever sailed before, like doing it with both arms and both legs is difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Much less with half. That's pretty amazing. And finally, this is one I identify with. There was a Florida couple that flew to Scotland to get married last week, but their bags got lost. That happened to me on a 9-day cruise. I just got my bag back yesterday, 16 days later. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Along with his suit that was lost, her wedding dress was gone. So the husband kind of reached out on social media, and random locals in Scotland actually helped them out. Within a day, she had 8 dresses to choose from, and Paul got married in a kilt.
Yes.
Keeping it Scottish.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I would do that. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.